This title, this program was entitled The Richest Family of Town, and there's many references to being rich. It's quite easy to equate that with monetary riches, and that $122 back in 1949 comes out to about what would be equivalent to $1,000 today. If you really listen to this story, there was a central theme expressed by the pastor during his challenge to the church and picked up by Sammy and Katie. That theme is reaching souls for Christ and the sacrifice that Christ made and the sacrifice we need to make in doing that very thing. That was the reason that Christ came, after all. It was announced in Matthew chapter 1. As Joseph was thinking about the situation he was in with Mary, his espoused wife, being with child, that the angel came and appeared unto him and challenged him and said, "She shall bring forth her a firstborn son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus. This babe, the babe that we think and so much of the world thinks about as the baby in a manger. But I ask you, who is that babe that there was no room for that day? The babe that there was no room for in the inn, and so he ended up in that manger in the stable. That babe is the Son of God. The psalmist prophesied it in Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." It was announced by the angel in Luke chapter 1, verse 35. When the angel said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Yes, and God confirmed himself when Christ was being baptized. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And Christ himself even declared it. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 63, when the priests were quizzing him or asking him who he was. And Jesus saith unto him, the priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." And Jesus saith unto him, "Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and becoming in the coming in the clouds of heaven." Yes, this babe, the one we're considering, whose birth we're celebrating, is the Son of God. Yes, this babe is also the eternal God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5 says, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be unto him a father, and he shall be unto me a son. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." Yes, this babe is the eternal God. This was declared by Jesus Christ himself in the temple. In John chapter 8, verse 7, "Then said the Jews unto him, Art thou not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And he used the very words that God used back in Exodus when Moses asked him, "How am I going to represent myself to the people of Israel? Who will I say sent me?" And God said, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." Yes, this babe is the Son of God. This babe that we're considering and we're celebrating his birth is the eternal God. This babe is the creator of all things. Declared by God the Father in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10, And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. The worlds were made by Christ Himself. Hebrews chapter 1, enumerated in song and another cantata, says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom He also made the worlds. Many of you know John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, this babe, whose birth we're celebrating, created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, you and I. This babe is the Son of God. This babe is the eternal God. He's the creator and sustainer of all things. And He is the Savior of mankind. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Galatians, Paul tells us, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And 1 John chapter 4, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. How could He be the Savior of the world? This babe who is the Son of God, who is the eternal God, who is the creator and sustainer of all things, the Savior of the world, because this babe is the Lamb of God. His fulfillment of the Passover lamb that was predicted back in Exodus chapter 2 and verse 5. Your lamb shall be without spot or blemish. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and born of a virgin, of the Holy Ghost, a sinless birth and a sinless life, to be the sinless sacrifice that is required for you and for me. The sacrificial lamb was killed, and the blood was placed on the doorposts of the children of Israel in that day. And verse 13 of Exodus 12 says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Yes, this babe is the Lamb of God. In fact, John chapter 1 and verse 29, when John the Baptist saw Christ coming, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, there is a plague upon the earth today. It's a plague very much like the plague that was there in Egypt back when Israel was trying to get away from the Egyptians. That plague is upon all men. It's inherited from our father, Adam. And it's passed to each and every one of us. The plague is fatal. Its sentence is death. But there is only one cure. The value of that cure is priceless. Yet the availability of the cure is abundant. The purchase price is beyond the ability of any man to pay. That plague is sin. The cure is the blood of the Lamb of God. Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, this babe whose birth we're celebrating is the Son of God. He is the eternal God. He is the creator and sustainer of all that we see. He is the Savior because He is the Lamb of God. May I ask you tonight, who is He to you? Is He your Savior? Is He your Lamb? Has His sacrifice been effected upon your life? Do you walk with Him on a daily basis? As we saw the sacrifice of this family tonight, are you willing to sacrifice to give this message to those outside these walls? Let's pray together. Father, I thank You tonight for all that has been represented here. Lord, the music that you have given people to compose, to challenge us. Father, your word, which is held before us in perfection and purity and holy inspiration to make changes in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, tonight, I would ask that if there's a person in this room that knows not Christ personally, that they would come during this invitation time. Let someone take a Bible and show them how that they can know that Christ is their Lamb, their sacrifice, and have their sins forgiven and eternity of hope in heaven. Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct each and every soul in this room tonight during this invitation time. And as the choir sings an invitation song, I ask that your will and your way would be done in each and every heart, each and every life. We ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Let's all stand. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. God's speaking to your heart. You have a decision to make. You come. Saved tonight. You've never trusted Christ. Come tonight. We'll take a Bible. We'll show you how to be saved tonight. Oh, listen. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. God's speaking to your heart. It's time to bow the knee. Christian, God's speaking to your heart tonight. Still open. If you're not sure you're saved, we'd love to show you tonight. Someone here will lead you to Christ. They'll show you through the Bible how to know for sure you're on your way to heaven. If you're not sure of that, please, please don't leave until you make that decision. Christian, could you say you're one of the richest people in town because of what Christ has done in your life? Oh, he'd like to do something in your life. Any others need to come and join these? You to look up this way for just a moment, appreciate the choir and all the folks that had a part in the cantata, and I know you do as well. It was a blessing, and they did a good job. Just yesterday, we had the cantata for our group of senior citizens, and it was fantastic, and the people just thoroughly enjoyed it, and that was such a blessing as well. Do you have something?
Yes, and I would like to thank the choir for going to the prison on the coldest night of this year, walked a quarter mile across the prison campus, presented this cantata twice with the music of it, and with the challenge we saw four inmates saved, about 250 or so heard it all together. And they made a great sacrifice to do that, and appreciate that. And of course, as the choir works and works and works, we wouldn't be able to do much without somebody at the keyboard. And we have a very talented pianist. We want to say thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. The Lord laid something on my heart this morning. Somebody mentioned to me that we had, and there are many needs here, and I realize that, but I had just something mentioned to me and been praying about it through the day. And we have a family that has a special need, and tonight we're going to try to help them out with that. We're not going to have the ushers come, but what we're going to do is what we've done a couple other times. I'm going to have that family come up here. Let me tell you a little bit about the story, first of all. They have a son who is at Hiles Anderson College, and they want him to come home for Christmas. And I understand that they need new tires so they can go get him. And so Dale and Debbie and Emily, if you'll come and stand in front of the pulpit here. Now I want you to just dig in there, get whatever you've got.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Stand in front of the pulpit. And if you want to write a check, it's Dale or Debbie Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, and they need new tires. And we're going to help them out tonight, and I think we'll be able to provide that so they can bring their son home for college, and he can spend Christmas with them. All right, Debbie, do we have some give money till it hurts music? All right, come ahead, folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that's good, isn't it? Isn't that fun?
Amen.
Now, I don't think they're the poorest family in town or anything like that, but I want them to know that they're rich because they have Christian friends that love them and appreciate them and want to be a blessing to them. And that's the way it ought to be. And I know of story after story all over this church, people digging in and getting some money out and helping folks out all over. Testimonies could be given. And that's a blessing. That's what it's about, really. And it'll make you rich in your heart when you help folks out. Amen. Brother Bowman, why don't you come close us in prayer, all right? I don't know if you can trust her with that.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together here under the leadership of our pastor, Lord, and for the church and for the members here. God, we pray that just be a blessing through us to the surrounding community. Help us to reach souls, and Lord, in our workplaces and our neighborhoods, and Lord, everywhere we go. Lord, even as we make this trip, Lord, to pick up our son and bring him back. And Lord, I just thank you for letting us all be together. Now it's been 3 years since our whole family's been together on Christmas. Thank you. Thank you for using your church to make this possible. And God, I do pray that each and every one of us can go forth with Christ in our hearts as we remember on Christmas Day the reason that we're celebrating the birth of our Savior. And it's in His name I pray.